तं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्राव्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्याजु पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते तप्त कञ्चन गौरांगे राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरे विषभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मे मां च भागवतम 10th कैंटो 9th चैप्टर In beginning, I want to tell you something that while Vasudev and Devaki, they not tasted the sweetness of pastime of Balyahood, but nonetheless, tested so much Vatsalya Ras. Why? Then Srimad Bhagavat replies this, that Vasudeva and Devaki were actually Kashyapa and Aditi in their past lives, but and they have very hard stories, aradhana of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they wanted that a son like you, we may have only this thing. On the other hand, we see that Drona and Dhara, in past life, they were Drona and Dhara. And they did aradhana of Brahma. Brahma is devotee. And also he was devotee, not so high, but being in this world, servant of Krishna. But Drona and Dhara has done aradhana, and Brahma asked that what benediction you want, and they told that we want to have a vatsalya mood for a personality of Supreme Personality of God. He should be our son. Is that they don't ask, only what they asked. We should have so much affection and love as a son, and we can serve with very greatest devotional mood, like father and mother. Brahma told, yes. That is to fulfill the benediction of Brahma. Krishna came to Nanda and Yashoda. And we are testing so much high classes of devotion and serving Krishna and Krishna like son. Not like son, but as son. And Devaki Vasudev, 400 he came to them, no prem affection. He could not have service to Bal Krishna and not attach any him. He had not chastised Krishna like Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba. Never. Vasudev Devaki had no, they were not lucky to Krishna on their shoulders. I think never Devaki, Vasudev has that chance to make the soldiers. Sitting together on the their thigh, Nand Baba used to give something in the mouth of Krishna. And then when Krishna was satisfied, then he used to take something. Vasudev, nothing to do. Yashoda is telling that you should not come to me, you are becoming so wicked and naughty. Devaki cannot say like this. When Krishna came to Mathura or Dwarka, he went, he never told that, mother, give me some bread or butter or anything. He was always shyness for Vasudev and Devaki. Never Krishna told mother. Only in separation some mood he called like mother, but not all the time. Only Rohini Maiya, the mother of Baldev Prabhu, who was in Vrindavan, she used to come and give anything Krishna, giving something in mouth, like, oh, you should take it, you are so hungry. But Devaki cannot do all these things. So we think that the benediction of Brahma is more than benediction of Krishna himself. So we should take shelter in any devotee. If Krishna and Radhika is there, whom benediction we will want? Srimati Radhika. She can give Krishna fully, but Krishna cannot give himself that thing. Krishna cannot give the mood of Srimati Radhika or Gopis. He can give his some mood, but we don't want that mood. What we want? The serving mood to Krishna. This lovely affection for Krishna. How Krishna can give? He can give only what he has. He has that how he thinks the devotees, how he loves devotees. How he tests the rush of that devotee. He is tester, not to be tested. But gopis test Krishna forcibly. There Krishna becomes ashraya of prem. But Krishna cannot be ashraya of all other prem, very hardly rare. But easily he can be controlled in Brajavit gopis, and gopis become the vishay of Krishna prem. And there Krishna becomes ashraya. Sometimes we see that gopis are doing abhisar to Krishna. You know abhisar? Gopis are waiting eagerly for Krishna, that Krishna will come. Oh, any dry lips are speaking, some
making noise.
Oh, Radhika is coming, Radhika, Krishna is coming, Krishna is coming. Huh? But Krishna waits for gopis in Radha Kunda and other places. Oh, it seems that Radhika is coming, Radhika is coming, eagerly waiting. You can come to Vrindavan in Seva Kunja. What is the characteristics of Seva Kunja in Vrindavan? Everywhere gopis are serving Krishna. But in Seva Kunj, Krishna is serving gopis, keeping his head on the lotus feet of gopis. And that gopi is Srimati Radhika. Only he wants to satisfy gopi. This is the most characteristics of Srimad Bhagavatam. Devotees are searching Krishna and doing so much hard austerities or aradhana of Krishna to search Krishna, how Krishna will come. Like Dhruva, Prahlad, Brahma, Shankar, all. But Krishna is doing aradhana for gopis, to please gopi. He is Krimshad, he is doing aradhana. We see that in Mansarovar we have gone. Mansarovar, you know, a place of Vrindavan. Vandirvan. Or you can see by example, who is so miserable and want to meet to anyone, he will go to that person or he will send his representative to go there. Gopis were feeling separation, Krishna is feeling separation. Gopis never sent any messenger to Krishna, to Dwarka and Mathura, but Krishna sent messenger Uddhava to go there. Krishna wanted to rantum manaschakre. Rantum manaschakre. In Rasa Lila, first sloka. Krishna being Supreme Personality of Godhead and being the ocean of rasa, he wanted to taste rasa. And that is why he was eager. Gopi has no eagerness to meet Krishna. But Krishna was eager, that is why he called all the gopis on his float, "Come at once, I will die." And when they saw that Krishna will die, if you are not going, so eagerly they were running to Krishna to save Krishna. That is Rasa-lila. So, Krishna is searching gopis. Mother is not weeping for Krishna. Krishna is weeping for mother. If she tells Krishna, "I will not take you in my lap, go away." And Krishna is weeping. Krishna never told that I will reject you, but go, Yashoda can't. She has so high kind of love and affection. So Srimad Bhagavat is a book, not a book, but what? Only to glorify gopis, and especially to Radhika, not to glorify Krishna. Krishna has been glorified by Vyasa and all rishis in Mahabharata, in all other Purans, but Srimad Bhagavat is only to glorify gopis and Radhika and the devotees like Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba. How glorious they are! Nanda kim akarod brahman, sreya yev mahodayam, Yashoda cha mahabhaga papav jasya stanam hari. To glorify Nanda and Yashoda, to glorify Sridham Subal Madhubangal, and especially to glorify all the gopi, and among gopis, to glorify a gopi who took the heart and soul of Krishna. Who is she? She is Krishna. Krishna is Srimati Radhika. The meaning of Radhika is those who have been worshipped by Krishna himself. She is Radhika. Aradhita jena, Krishnena. Understand? Aradhita Krishnena. She was worshipped by Krishna, so she is Radhika. Krishna always worshipped to that devotee, that is Srimati Radhika. So his name has been. So there are so many things. I want to explain this thing. The glory of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. What became afterward?
When Yashoda Devi, being in older age, somewhat motor, fatty somewhat, and aged, Krishna was running so in crooked way, and he was like very
energetic
boy. But anyhow, she ran twice faster than Krishna. And that is why she caught hold from back. Now Krishna began to weep loudly, "Mother, mother, don't beat me. Don't beat me." But Yashoda took his stick and told, "Oh, Bandar Bandho, oh, the friends of monkeys, you are monkey, you are so naughty. I will give you a better lesson, that in your whole life you will not do
it."
And Krishna said, "Mother, mother, don't." Then he, tattva jastin sutam bhitam vigyayarbhakvatsala yesakilatam bandhom damna vattirjakovida. Yashoda was so much, but Lord Buddha man,
intelligent.
What intelligent? I should not, I will not beat you. But she was so intelligent. Why intelligent? She thought that my boy is very
small,
not so intelligent. He may think that I am chastising him. So he may go anywhere in forest, and he may be so unhappy, and near Yamuna, he may fall down to river, and he can go to forest anywhere, and if he does not return, then what will be? So this time it is not better to give up. Better if I bind him in that very udukhal,
grinded mortar,
and he cannot take it here and there, and I will bind in such a way that he cannot
untie.
And when he will play with boys, and again I will go after my chording and finishing my homework, then I will take Krishna in my lap, I will give milk, and thus he will be satisfied and pacified. Then I can set him free to play with boys. Otherwise, now it will be something wrong to give up him free. That is why she intelligent. Tattva jastim. She left this tree. And then he took his rashi? Patta dori.
Silken,
anything, reddish. And he untied that and took that tape, rope, and she tried to bind Krishna by this. That rope was about 1 meter. And Krishna's waist was only 12 fingers only. Very little. Like it can come in this. But this was so healthy, so. So Yashoda saw that this rope is more longer to tie him. So he wanted to tie it with that rope. But 2 fingers it was lessened. And he thought, how it becomes so long and he has become 8 fingers less. She began to smile and told to another Sakhi, Sakhi, bring ropes from my house. She was also in wonder. In joke, she went and brought heels as she can carry. So many ropes. It may be longer for 100 to 1,000 yards. I want to see that you are binding Krishna. But I see there is nothing written here that anyone can bind Krishna. Anyone cannot bind. Brahma is not written there.
In his Krishna forehead
that he will be binded by anyone. So I will see how you are binding. So she went and laughing and carried so much huge bundle of ropes and he threw there. Oh, you can bind. I am seeing how you are bind. So that took one and after that one, again one. Going on binding. And it was going long and longer. And Krishna, this vest was as it was, because a golden chain was there. So not
changing.
Not changing, not going.
Same size.
All were laughing and clapping. 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. Jashoda was joining. But always 2 fingers, not one time it was completed. Not 3 angles, not 4 angles, fingers. Not 1 or 1/2, only 2, always 2. So big rope was banded, joining. But yet 2. What is this? Srimad Sanatana Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have given explanation for this, that Krishna is that two things had, Mugdha and Sarvagya. In Braja, always like Mugdha, but always he is Sarvagya. Krishna wanted that if Jashoda Maiya will bind me, then I cannot play with Dham, Sridham, Sudham, Madhumangal and all. Boys are waiting for me. So how I can play? Especially the girls of Braja are waiting for him. And more especially, the cows are waiting for Krishna. When Krishna will come, I will visit and give milk to Krishna, and then we will give milk for our children and calves and everything. They are not giving milk. So there, this what?
Orders.
Us
full of milk
and pinching something there. But still they are not giving milk to their children's calves. And they are weeping loudly, Krishna, Krishna, in their language. They are waiting eagerly. And the friends and the brothers of Krishna, who? The cops. When my brother will come, and then we will have milk from our mothers. They are also eager. If I am not going, then cops will be hungry. Cows will weeping loudly. The friends Sadam Sudam are eagerly waiting for me. So my all these pastimes will not be there. When he thought at once, his servant, maid servant, Yog Maya came. Aswarja Shakti, you know?
Opulence potency.
At once came. She wanted to serve Krishna. She at once did a miracle, that all the ropes together, longer and longer being. And Krishna's vest was same as before, but 2 fingers were there. Yashoda was thinking, it became about 12. At that day, Baldev Prabhu was not there. Rohini Maiya was not there. They have gone to Upananda home. They have in Upananda Prabhu, the elder brother of Nanda Baba, has invited Rohini Devi and his son. So were there. Yashoda was so wondered and bewildered, what to do now? He has come from my home and I cannot bind him. Gopis are laughing and clapping that Yashoda, you cannot bind your boy of 12, 2.5. Yashoda was changing color of his mouth. Sometimes yellow, sometimes like very sad, very sad. Tears were coming in her eyes. She tried hard to bind Krishna but could not. Then he took shelter of Narayan, to whom he used to worship. Oh, Narayan, I will be defeated by from my son. All the gopis will laugh and clap. Save me, save me. Sweat was coming. All the flowers from her have been fallen. Her mouth has become reddish, as if she will weep. But was not weeping due to shame. Mood of mouth was changing, and it seems that she saw, but worry for this, Krishna saw Yashoda. That from morning to up to midday, and seeing trying to bind me, and he has taken an oath, not today, not for tomorrow, I will bind Krishna for whole of my life, but I must bind. Here there were two oaths. One of Krishna, he should not buy me. And Yashoda has promised that I will bind. You can know easily whose oath or whose promise will be successful. Whom? Krishna always is defeated by his devotees. Krishna saw at once and he was satisfied, and now he saw the sweats coming, mouth reading, he knew that she is so worried, and at once he became controlled. All the rope were taken away. Only by this his first rope of his on, and Krishna was binded in very easily. Kripaya sita swa bandhane. Kripaya, here Krishna has so many kinds of qualities. He is sarvagya, he has so many power, everything. But among all qualities, Karuna Shakti is prominent. What is Karuna?
Merciful.
Seeing the stage of Srimati Radhika, Yashoda Devi, mother, and at once Karuna Shakti came, mane mercy,
urgency.
It came. And seeing this, Aishwarya Shakti vanished at once. Because no use of that. She is controlled by Karuna Shakti. What? Aishwarya Shakti. And all Shaktis are controlled by Karuna Shakti of Krishna. Because he is so merciful. Vatsalya Bhav. So at once, all these things, opulence and everything was finished. And only Karuna Shakti was there. So here, what is two fingers? one, the cultivation of our activity to serve Krishna Desh, our sadhana and bhajan. This is first angle. That should be there. And secondly, you are doing so much aradhana and doing so much labor for Krishna. But when Karuna Shakti of Krishna will come, then Krishna will be controlled. We can take darshan of Krishna, otherwise not. So two fingers are, first our activities, our sadhan and bhajan. A devotee should do everything for Krishna, but it is not sufficient if Krishna kripa is not coming. So both are essential. Krishna has already given mercy to us. He has bestowed mercy to us. Otherwise, how we have managed to be in the association of any bona fide Vaishnava hearing the pastimes of Krishna? Also, who managed our Gurudev to meet us? We have not gone to Gurudev. Any devotees or Swamiji, they have gone to Swamiji, or Swamiji came to your doors. He is so merciful that he came door to door here in England, America, Australia, everywhere he went. Not devotees. So Krishna arranged all these things. This is the mercy of Krishna. But we'll have to do something for him. And that is sadhana bhajan. If you are not doing sadhana bhajan, you are sitting idle for the mercy of Krishna, that Krishna will mercy, and then easily we will have serving Krishna and we will be liberated and we will go to Vrindavan. Absurd. And you are doing so much labor and everything, sadhana and bhajan, but you don't require the mercy of devotees or Krishna. You can never be successful. So two things are needed. If two things will be done, then Krishna mercy will be realized and Krishna will be controlled and we have prema bhakti. Otherwise, never and never. In Ramanuj Sampradaya, we see there are two sampradayas there. In Ramanuji Sampradaya, Markatnyaya and Marjarnyaya, Badgalai and Telangalai, in Tamil language, in Ramanuj's books. What is that? There are two kinds of devotees. One like cat and other like monkeys. Cats, the boys of the
kitchen.
baby. They have nothing to do. They will do meow, meow, meow. Nothing else. They will sit idle. They will do like this. Mother will come and take in his mouth. And anywhere she can take her. She will not go. The boy. In other hand, we see in monkeys that when a monkey wants to jump to any another tree or to go anywhere, he will see towards their children, and children will jump, and they jump, and they will come on the body of that mother monkey, and they will catch hold very tightly from their knees and feet, very tightly. And they will jump at once here and there. Mother has nothing to do. Only this child will do. And if in the way, when jumping one tree to another, and if that boy falls and what?
Let's go.
Then he will never take again, and he will not give milk or anything. And they will go forever. Anywhere they can go. They can die, but no. So, One group is thinking that we will like cats, full surrender to Krishna. We have nothing to do. Only we will have to do surrender. They don't do anything. And other, oh, we'll have to do like monkeys. Krishna mercy is there. Nothing to do. Nothing Krishna will do. But by our
strength
of sadhana and bhajan, we can have the mercy of Krishna. This question came to Mahaprabhu that we are not reconciling all these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that there was a boy who fell down in the well. Her parents went there and they threw some rope under the well and told the boy, catch this rope. We are taking you out. But boy was not taking. Though he will die. This rope is the mercy of Krishna that he is sending Guru Vaishnava Hari and coming himself. And we'll have to catch hold of that rope, that is mercy. What is that mercy? Rope, associations of so pure and loving devotees. They are going to your door with Srimad Bhagavatam, like here. Oh, come on, you can hear without any price. In India, if anyone invite any devotee like me to tell Srimad Bhagavat, they may tell that you'll have to pay $20,000 for me for one day. And if I'm telling Harikatha, Bhagavatam, then you'll have to go 10 into $20,000. They will be ready for this. But I have come here that you should hear. Devotees are inviting so many persons. But unluckily, not come here. Why? Why? One finger is not there. Krishna is arranging all these things. We are inviting all. But they are not taking that rope. So Krishna is sending, Swamiji is sending all these things. But they are thinking that we will do by ourselves. We are doing so. So Krishna is bound to be. We can give visa and passport anyone to go there. And they sell passport and visa for this. This will not do false things. We'll have to take the mercy of Krishna, and also with pure hearted we will have to do what Rupa Goswami has told. We'll have to follow. Actually, Gauranga bolile mukhe nahi chale, Gaur Gaur mukhe bolile nahi chale. Gurar achar, gurar vichar, laile prem phal phale. What is it mean? Jagadananda Prabhu is telling in his book, what book?
Prem
Vivarta. That only, I am of Gaur, I am servant of Gaur, I am servant of Gaur. It will not do, it is not sufficient. But gurar achar, gurar vichar, laile phal phale. You'll have to
follow
the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and accordingly we will have to follow letter by letter. The teachings of Rupa Goswami is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, you should sit, don't sit idle like this. Otherwise, sleepiness may come. Agyan has so many wives and so many children. Sleepness is Agyan's wife, ignorance wife. First, like, will come. He will send his her children sons, and they will go first. And when they will do like this, then alas will come second son. And after that, his wife will come and he will fall. So beware, be careful for that. So we should follow all these things. Here, Yashoda binded in what motor?
Grind
motor. And he, up till now, so many boys have come, Dham, Sridham, Madhumangal, all naked there. And they were looking Krishna. Again, you will do, my dear friend. And when Yashoda told that, you should be here, I'm going to Chandradi. You should look after my boy. And Yashoda Maiya went there. But he kept his heart there. He went and doing like this, but not that Govinda Damo Dharma Dharmi. Not there. He has kept her mind, heart, singing everything to Krishna where Krishna was bound, and he came empty heart and remembering, oh, why I bound this Krishna? Why I have done this? I was not so much very hard or cruel. Why I became cruel? If either father will come, then what he will tell? Now he was so anxious and thinking so many things. He wanted to churn, but hands were there. He wanted to do anything, but he could not do it. Sometimes looking towards that, what Krishna is doing. And when Yashoda came, Krishna stopped his weeping like this. And threefolding here, very beautiful, and some
dimples
there in Krishna's cheeks, and
three lines.
He was there, but while the sakhas of Krishna began to clap, and they were smiling, Krishna was also smiling, but there was a shine of
tears
which were now going to be dried. Mixed with
Kajal
there. And his hands
blackish.
With blackish things. Madhumangal at once gave a proposal. That why not we should untie the knot given by mother? Then Sridham Guru, yes, very good. I want to untie. They began to untie, but all fell. In the meantime, Baldev Prabhu came with her mother. Mother went straight in with Yashoda to meet, and Baldev joined this group. He was so angry. Who has banded Krishna? I will see and punish. If Brahma, Shankar, anyone in the whole world, they have bended Krishna, then I will
punish them.
And his
eye
became reddish. And he was
so angry.
Someone, Shubal, came and very
gently
in the ears of Baldev Prabhu told, Hari, mother has done. Mother has done, and he was subsided. Krishna was angry with Baldev. Why you are not there? Why you are absent? Otherwise my mother has not done. So cruel. Baldev began to weep. Again, Krishna began to weep. In the meantime, he also tried to untie, but he could not also. Then they requested, can you do? Why not? Krishna did like so, but there was murder also. and the knot was not so far away, he could not untie. Krishna himself cannot untie the devotees.
Not.
Who can? Only Vatsala Rasa can. And gopis can. More superior. Not Sakha, not Das, not anyone can do. Krishna himself cannot untie that rope. So they all tried, but in vain. Then Sridham told, or anyone told, that why we should not go out of this courtyard and play something? Yes, Krishna told, yes, we should come. And they began to, Krishna told that I cannot
pull it.
So all boys, clapping and laughing, they were pushing the mortar, and Krishna was going very sweetly, gently, laughing and but tears were dried there, so shine was there. When they crossed the border of courtyard and the door came, in front of door, two trees were there. Who were their trees? Nalkobar Manigrihu, son of